Good Monday morning. Here we are again. You know, another Monday is upon us. I don't know about you, but time flies by. You know, when the old timers used to say, hold on, because time goes by fast, they were not lying. Amen. Someone say amen. Time goes by so fast, but I do enjoy our Mondays together, our Monday Minute Podcast teaching. Thank you for joining me today, or whenever it is you listen to these and download them and listen. But thank you. I appreciate it. I do look forward to having these conversations together. As I always remind us, the purpose of these podcasts are not preaching. These are to teach and to talk and to have a conversation and to learn together and to grow together and to develop together. I do look forward to them. Thank you that you take time to listen. It makes my heart do good knowing that you listen. Amen. I love you and appreciate you. And my heart wants to do good. You know that? I really do. I'm not perfect and I need to be a better pastor. And I pray every week, God, to help me be a better pastor and better leader, better preacher. But I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to do well. You know, but Colossians 1:10 talks about growing in fruitfulness daily. And that's what I want from God. I want to grow daily in my fruitfulness with God. So that's what these are all about. And I hope that you enjoy these. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you're doing good today. I always encourage you, Philippians 4:4. I'm going to say it to you, memorize it. Rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Have a great day. Hopefully you're doing good. If you have any prayer requests, you can share them. You can message them to me and I'll take them, receive them. If you enjoy these podcasts, I always encourage you, share these podcasts, tell someone about it, put it on your social media page, or simply tell someone to go to our website, therefugenm.com. Tell them to click on Pastor's Podcast and you will be able to be linked to every podcast I've ever made. Here they are. And hopefully, again, they help someone else. You know, if it helped you, share it. It might help somebody else. You just might never know. Might make someone mad too. Amen. Someone might listen to that podcast and come back and get angry at you for something that I've said. I don't know. Who knows? Right? You can't please everybody all the time. There's a word in due season for someone today. Stop trying to please people because you're never going to do it. I heard a preacher say one time, he was talking to pastors, talking to preachers. And he said, no matter how effective you are, no matter how anointed you are, no matter how elegant you are in the pulpit, someone will always not like you. Regardless. And so I have accepted that, and I know that not all people are going to like me. So why don't you just receive that word today? No matter how good you are, sweet you are, handsome you are, good looking you are, pretty you are, whatever it might be, someone will always not like you. So receive that word today and stop trying to please people. All right? Someone say all right. Well, I hope you're having a good day. We are going to jump into a by request episode. That's right. I am not in the middle of a teaching series right now. This is a by request week. We will have these from time to time. I have told you from the beginning when we started podcasting together that there will be some weeks, there'll be, you know, teaching series. There'll be some weeks where it's by request. There'll be some weeks where we have live or recorded interviews with people. I've yet to do that. I'm going to do that. We're going to have weeks where we have conversations and interviews where I just interview someone and talk to someone. So this is one of those special weeks, by request week. This is a request of a topic that came from one of you listeners to these podcast episodes. And so I do listen. If you have requests, share them. It might take me a year to get to you, but I most likely will. All right. So this is a by request week, and the request is about a Facebook post that I made on my private Facebook wall. And I was making a post about manipulation. And I was making a post about speaking threats and about speaking manipulation. And to read to you the exact post, because most of you probably have no clue what I'm talking about right now, I posted, manipulation and threats are the voice of the demonic. Remember that nugget of wisdom when people speak those type of words. So I said that manipulation and threats are the voice of the demonic. And someone commented and said, I'd like to know how that works. So here you go. By request, this is how that works. We're going to talk about how that works. You say, what is this specific request? Let's make it plain today. Well, here it is. The specific request is, how does it work when people are speaking the voice of the demonic, when they speak manipulation and threats? Here's how that works. It really gets into the world of spiritual warfare. Now, I have, in the past, I have preached series at the Refuge Church about spiritual warfare. I have written my very first book. I'm so excited. It is my dream to write a book. The book is written. It is now just in the editing phase. For those of you that care about my life and my dreams that kept up with that, I'm still going through it when I get time. I mean, my plate's so full, but here and there when I get time, I go through and I'm editing and changing some things and tweaking things and all of that. And basically the process is when I get finished with that, when I have done all the editing I know to do and there's nothing else I can do, I have a professor in Cleveland, Tennessee that I trust very much. I'm going to pay her I trust her to take a copy of it. I'm going to pay her to go through and do some editing herself as far as like English type editing, not wording, but just like, should there be a comma there? Should there be a semicolon there? You know, that kind of thing. This English grammar type stuff. And then I will add her grammar edits. And then I'm going to trust the Lord and try my best to get it published and printed. Amen. So pray with me if you're with me on that. I certainly would appreciate your prayers. But even the book I wrote or am working on still deals with the issue of spiritual warfare in one particular chapter. And so this is really not, I don't want to go back into a big series here on spiritual warfare. I've done that. I've even done a spiritual warfare series on my podcast episodes. If you want to learn more about spiritual warfare, scroll back on the Podbean page and you'll find them on there. So I'm not going to rehash a big teaching on spiritual warfare, but in order to answer your by request question, we got to talk a little bit about spiritual warfare because that's what I'm talking about. I guess the question comes down to something like, you know, when someone speaks threats and manipulation, they're speaking the voice of the demonic. What do you mean by that? Has demons taken over their voice? Are they possessed with demons? You know, are demons in their body speaking through them? Well, the answer is no, no, and no. That's not at all what I'm talking about when I made that post. I'm not saying that someone's possessed by demons. I'm not suggesting that demons are in their body speaking through their voice or anything like that. It really comes back to a spiritual warfare conversation. Remember, Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and against the authorities, against the powers of the dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God." Don't you love that? Put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you might be able to stand your ground after having done everything to stand. So it comes back to a spiritual warfare issue. Remember, Christians are in a warfare, albeit an unseen war. Christians are in a spiritual war nonetheless. Satan is real. Demons are real. I've taught about the origin of demons. I've taught about where fallen angels are. Satan is real. Satan is not a myth. Satan is not fake or a make-believe cartoon. You cannot see Satan, no. You cannot see demons, no, but they are real. I've dealt with the issue of ghosts in the past. Ghosts are not real. Sorry to bust your bubble if you're a ghost chaser. Ghosts are not real. When people have so-called hauntings, they're not dealing with Granny or Uncle Fred. They're dealing with demons that are inhabiting that location, trying to cause fear and trying to mess with people. Demons are real, though, however. And, you know, I wish we could have a conversation and just say demons are not real, but that's not true. I'm not going to lie to you. Demons are real. Satan is real. That is not fake or make-believe. We have an enemy. And, you know, the truth is, concerning the behind-the-scenes of human life, Satan is real. And Jesus tells us that himself in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Demons are real. 1 Timothy 4:1. Matthew 8:30. James 2:19. Matthew 8:31. Many scriptures affirm that demons are real. And Christians, we really can't put our heads in the ground and pretend like it's not real, because it is. But again, this is a by request week, and we're talking specifically about the question that was raised. And the question was, I want to hear more about this. Please explain what that means. Well, what it means specifically when people are speaking manipulation and speaking threats, how are they specifically being the voice of demons? If demons are not inhabiting their body, if demons are not possessing them and using their voice, I didn't mean that. When I say that, I don't mean that demons are speaking through them in a tangible, literal fashion. What I mean is we are giving in to thoughts from demons to speak like a demon, if that makes sense. Because in the Bible, manipulation is witchcraft. Did you know that? You know, when some people think of witchcraft, they think about, you know, people with black suits and a pointy hat and carrying a broom and having a green face and a long crooked nose. That's fake. That's cartoonish. You want to talk about what is fake? Now, that's fake. That is Hollywood. That's make-believe. That is. Witchcraft is real, however. It is the Awiccan, it is an occult. But in the Bible, it talks a little bit more about witchcraft and how witchcraft can be a little more subtle. Did you know that? Did you know that witchcraft is a little bit more subtle than what sometimes we give it credit for? I don't know if you ever thought about that before, but it is. It's a subtle thing. We see it in churches. I mean, I've read lots of articles about people and the witchcraft in the churches and issues of control and manipulation in the church. But the Bible specifically says in 1 Samuel 15:23 that rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft and divination. And the Bible also talks about rebellion, and rebellion in the verbal sense is manipulation. When we speak words that are trying to pressure someone, when we speak words that are making threatenings against people, that is the voice of the enemy. Think about, for example, Elijah. Elijah is threatened by the voice of Jezebel in Kings. He is threatened by the voice of Jezebel. If you do this, this is going to happen to you. You know, when you look at many, many accounts in the scripture, these type of words represent witchcraft or represent the way the enemy speaks. And so going back to spiritual warfare, how then do humans deal with spiritual warfare? Well, the very, 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 very majority of spiritual warfare is in the mind. Now, I've taught that before, and you probably know that, but the Bible says, for the weapons that we fight are not weapons of this world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds, 2 Corinthians 10:4. We see that much of warfare is in the mind, the voice of the enemy coming to our minds. So demons literally can put thoughts in your mind. Now, that's not make-believe, that's real. I've told you what make-believe is, but that's not make-believe, that's real. That happens. The enemy can speak lies to our mind, but how tricky is it? Anybody understand what I'm talking about? Are you with me? Say yes. Have I lost you yet? Are you still with me? Do you find these to be tricky? I know I do. What about you? I mean, because sometimes thoughts come to your mind and you really can't tell where it's coming from. Anybody else out there understand what I'm talking about? Have you had that problem? I know I have. But one thing I've learned how to sort out these thoughts is they usually come at you in an accusatory way. Or sometimes they come at you in a way of suspicion. thoughts of suspicion, thoughts that stir up strife, thoughts that stir up anger. You know that's not of God, because Paul says in Philippians 4:8, here's what you need to be thinking about: things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, and things that are of a good report. Think on these things. So God's going to put thoughts in your head that are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report. So if thoughts are coming from other places, if thoughts are coming from other sources, then it has to be other, you know, coming from the enemy, or at least our own self-defeated thinking. And so here's just, I'm trying to be just as practical as I can, and I'm trying to make this as down to earth as I can possibly make it, and I'm trying to make sure that this, you know, doesn't get into a pie in the sky theoretical discussion. I'm trying to make it a practical discussion, and I'm trying to answer this by request episode in the most practical possible way that I can. But the fact of the matter is, demons, and I've talked about demons before, and I've talked about the levels of demons before, and I've also talked about the opposite extreme of demonology and too much talk about demons. So we have to have balance in this discussion. Someone shout balance. But just to be really practical and just really down to earth, I mean, I don't know how to make this more plain than make it like this. Demons talk to our minds. Demons put thoughts in our minds. Demons cause confusion, disunity, disruption, hatred, fight, strife, quarrel, envy, jealousy. And demons will make threats. If you step out and get saved, this will happen to you. That will happen to you. If you don't do this, this will happen. You know, these type of manipulative, threatening voices that come to our mind. Anybody else ever deal with this, or am I by myself? These things come to our minds. And how? By request. Here's the question. How does that work? Well, by request, and here's the question, here's as practical as I can make it. It works by us choosing to speak those type of words. Words have power. Say it with me. Words have power. Words have power. Words have meaning. Words have purpose. And this is a lot of how this is fought. We speak words that are negative. We speak words that are manipulative and destructive and deceptive and condemning. And it all has to be coming from the enemy. And we know that the Bible, here's another scripture for you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4-6, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." So we have the responsibility to cast those thoughts down and not speak them. I know, I lose people when I say this. But we have a personal responsibility to cast down thoughts and fight the good fight of faith. So when false thoughts come to our mind, manipulation thoughts come to our mind, threatening thoughts come to our mind, defeated thoughts, lies, to make poor decisions, to get into anger, to lash out in frustration, to make destructive choices, to manipulate people, to threaten people. These are all thoughts coming to our minds from the enemy, and it's our job to cast the thoughts down, not actually speak those words. So this is why words and confessions matter. This is why Proverbs 18:21 and Romans 4:17 teach about the importance of words. Someone shout words. You know, what's the old connotation? Loose lips sink ships. Talking about gossip and slander and all of that. Well, you know what? Loose words can destroy ships. And that's why we're supposed to take every thought into captivity and speak words of life. I tell you one thing, Jesus wouldn't walk around speaking manipulation. I tell you one thing, Jesus wouldn't walk around speaking threats. If you don't do this, I'm going to do that. Jesus wasn't a passive, aggressive manipulator. And Jesus wasn't a threat speaker. He spoke words of life, words of truth, words that build up and not tear down, words that give people hope and joy and peace and grace and life, not words that bring depression and anxiety and strife and anger and manipulation and threatenings. Those come from the devil. Those come from Satan. Those come from demons. And those kind of thoughts come to our mind. And when we don't cast them down and we choose to speak them, that's what I mean when I say we're speaking words of the demonic. So if you want to talk like a demon, speak threatenings. If you want to talk like a demon, speak manipulation. If you want to talk like a demon, speak lies. Speak mean things, hateful things, discerning, destructive things. Those are voices of the demonic. And so I didn't mean literally it is the voice of the demonic. What I mean is when we speak like a demon, when we do not cast those thoughts down, when we do not take control of those kind of demonic thoughts and we choose to speak those words, we're speaking that negativity, we're speaking that destruction, and we're talking like the enemy. Does that make sense to anyone today? So what we need to do is, you say, well, what does that mean for me? What does that mean for me, preacher? What does that mean for me? Here's what it means for you. It means for you, you need to spend time with God every day, get close to God, read the Word, begin to understand the difference between words that are coming from God and words that are coming from the enemy. John 10:10, words that are destructive are from the enemy. Philippians 4:8, words of truth, honest, just, pure, love, and good report are from God. So the more you begin to know God, the more you begin to read the Word, the more you begin to grow in Christ Jesus, the more you can tell the difference. The more we can tell the difference between good and bad demonic or godly thoughts. Secondly, it's our job to evaluate our thoughts and cast them down when they're not of God. And to guard our mouth, Colossians 2:20, I pray that scripture over my mouth just about every day. God, help me speak words that minister grace to the hearer who sees them with salt only. That's Colossians 2:20. I want my words to build up. I mean, have you ever experienced, yes or no, just say yes or no, have you ever experienced someone walking into a room and their words just absolutely shift the atmosphere in a negative way? Yes or no? I mean, I have. People that walk into a room and their words just mess everything up. Or I've also experienced just the opposite. Someone walk into the room and they start speaking and their words just light the room up with joy and peace and grace and happiness and life. And sometimes you even feel the presence of the Lord. So our job is to evaluate our thoughts and make sure our thoughts are lining up with the Word of God and making our... You say, well, okay, how do you do that? Well, what about someone who says, well, it's so hard to control your words. I mean, I've just done this all my life. I've said these things all my life. It's just the way I am. It was the way I raised, and on and on and on. Can I tell you right now, you can change the way you were raised. You can change the way you are. Ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit every morning, help me, help me, help me, help me evaluate my thoughts. Help me slow down and speak words of life, Colossians 2:20. Help me slow down and evaluate my words. Help me change my words. Repent of wrong words. Start getting right words. I mean, it's like anything else. Take baby steps. You know what I mean? Take baby steps. I mean, and if you mess up, say I'm sorry and try again tomorrow. You know, we have to learn. We have to grow. Anyone other than me have to repent. Anyone other than me have to try again. If you fall down, get back up. If you fall down, get back up. If you fall down, get back up. Don't quit. Just get back up and try again tomorrow. It's a learning curve. We have to grow. So, you know what? Give yourself space to grow. Give yourself space to learn. But start changing your words. Start monitoring your thoughts. Start praying Colossians 2:20. Start asking God to help you with Philippians 4:8. So these are all things that we can do. So Hope that answers your question. By request week, that's how that works. And so it's a spiritual warfare matter. And it is a matter of casting down thoughts and evaluating our thoughts and changing our words. And it's a day-by-day process. And if we'll work at it, guess what? Here's the good news. Let me leave you with some good news today. If you work at it, God will help you. All right? TheRefugeNM.com. Tell someone. Go to the website. Click on Pastor's Podcast. Have a great day. Share this with someone and be blessed.